With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
It is a Football Friday. And you know what? I was thinking about this, John, during the break. I feel a little bit guilty doing this even. But I saw some news about Russell Wilson. There's somebody speculating on where he might go next year. So I feel guilty because I like Tyrod Taylor and the way he played last week. I think that Davis Mills has more promise and unknown upside than a lot of people want to admit. But I watched Russell Wilson struggle to come back from his finger, playing on a moribund Seahawks team that's probably right around the same level as the Houston Texans right now. And I can't help but think, is there a chance somehow, some way, that Russell Wilson, in his desire to force his way out of Seattle, actually lands on Houston as a potential destination? And I understand everybody at home saying, Seth, you're an idiot. You're a moron. Why on earth would he want to go to the Texans given all of their current issues? I want to tell you why. I want to tell you exactly why. And one of the reasons was playing yesterday. It's that when Russell Wilson put out that list of teams last year that he'd be okay getting traded to, it was three teams that at the time made pretty good sense: the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Saints. The Saints, much better offensive line. They don't have the wide receiver crew, but there's reasons that you could, and Sean Payton first and foremost. But one of the four teams was the Bears, the Chicago Bears, which, if you watched yesterday, was somehow trying to turn a victory against the lowly Detroit Lions into a moral victory of some sort. I do think that Russell Wilson is looking above and beyond just the classic reasons or lifestyle or notoriety, because I think that those four teams there, all of them offer a little bit something different. The Cowboys and the Raiders are obviously big-time name-brand teams. The Bears are too, even though they've lost their luster a little bit. But the Saints, if what Russell Wilson was most concerned with was visibility and notoriety, or not notoriety, but just media attention, yeah, the Saints aren't really that team. Right. So I would guess that was more of a Sean Payton decision than anywhere else. So yeah. I think he's open to a lot of different things and factors. And I think the biggest thing that the Texans will have going for him potentially by the time Russell Wilson might be getting traded is that they'll have a boatload of first round picks and maybe a really good sales pitch by Caserio and Jack Easterby to him that, look, hey, they weren't drafting an offensive line that you wanted all those years, or they weren't giving you this or giving you that. We're planning on giving you exactly what you want.
I think the most interesting chess piece is the one you just in all of this, because I think all of it is it all fits together when you talk about, the quarterback roulette, if you will, for 2022. I think it all hinders on one player or one person, but I think one team becomes very interesting in this, and that is New Orleans, because of the Sean Payton fit. And yeah, it was one spot that I thought, would Deshaun think about New Orleans? Because I know Deshaun was very close with Drew Brees, looks at New Orleans. Now, again, the no trade clause, Deshaun could just say straight up, bleep no, I'm only going to these places, whatever. But New Orleans becomes really interesting because I don't think Jameis is going back. Not after the ACL. I just don't see it. And Trevor Siemian, nope. So I think New Orleans is going to be in that mix. And with all that New Orleans has to offer, Michael Thomas coming back healthy, an offensive line that's been together for years, Alvin Kamara in the backfield, I think quarterbacks would find New Orleans to be very, very attractive. So, at that point, who does Sean Payton feel is very attractive, because in New Orleans, it's Sean Payton making the decision. GM Mickey Loomis aids in that decision, but it's Sean Payton making the final call. I think New Orleans becomes really important in that whole thing, because would Aaron Rodgers want to go there? Does Russell Wilson want to go there? Does Deshaun want to go there? Which of and is there a wild card that we're not thinking of right now?
Right.
Want to go there? Does Kyler Murray want out of Arizona? I mean, which
the Raiders? You know, Derek Carr's got 1 year left on his contract.
That's another one, and it's funny because the guys in my office, we were talking about that the other day about Derek Carr, and I like Derek Carr. I'm not ashamed to say I like Derek Carr. It's not like I would sell everything that I've got to go get Derek Carr, but I like Derek Carr. I like watching him. I like his moxie. I like the way, I like just his way. And you see what he can do. Deep ball, intermediate stuff. I mean, I thought he had a wonderful game. The Raiders have not struggled because of Derek Carr's inability. The Raiders have struggled because they're just a mess outside of Derek Carr.
You know what's funny, John, is I've noticed this the last few times that I've talked about it, or I've heard other people talk about, you know, just some hypothetical about Derek Carr coming to the Texans. Nobody brings up David Carr. Like, I feel like there's a statute of limitations somehow, maybe. And, you know, now it's obviously you're so far removed from the guys who drafted and cut David Carr. And maybe that's just gosh, Cal McNair and Derek Carr actually probably they might have spent more time together than anybody else that's currently in the organization, for sure, if I'm going through in my head.
Well,
you know, Derek Carr used to be out at practice all the time.
Yeah, don't forget my boss. My boss will tell you all day, every day, that he used to throw the football with Derek Carr, and that being Mark Vandermeer. So,
yeah.
if there's anybody that could put a Derek Carr deal over the top, it's the voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Not saying that he would. I'm just saying, if there is anybody, you need a closer.
I think it is actually a good point. I think the guys that are in the people that are in the organization right now aren't the people that Derek Carr might have had any residual grudge against for getting rid of his brother. It's not going to be Rick Smith. It's not going to be Gary Kubiak, obviously. So I don't know. Who knows? Maybe that's in the cards.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.